This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Now, Casey, you performed Hard Times on Man Grook Footy Show.
Yes, I did. I was just going to say, they're another. I mean, we were sort of talking off air. There's limited opportunities in Australia now for Aussie acts to go on TV and perform their songs. You know, it used to be back in the day where you had Hey Hey It's Saturday and Countdown and all these amazingly supportive shows. There are less and less of those now. So it's great to see, you know, programs like the Man Grook Footy Show. They always have a music act on at the end of the night, and they were great and invited me to come down and perform the single on the show, and it was awesome. They're really down to earth, like yourselves here at Joy, just really real and down to earth, and no egos. Like, you know, I've done stuff in TV before, and there's a lot of people that work in TV and in different forms of media, and they just feel as though they've got to have an arrogance or ego or whatever, and it's just like, just be yourself and, you know, be just chill out. But it was a lot of fun.
Well, you were having a hoot. I caught some of your social media posts at rehearsals.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you were having a good time there. It was good.
It was good.
Now, the new music video, it's actually a bit of a sexy music video, Casey, because I've watched that a couple of times.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Yes, and I think some of our Joy listeners would probably agree, because we are going to send you over to watch the video after this. The new single was mixed by Grammy Award winner Jason Lenning.
That's right.
Yeah. What was that experience like working with someone like Jason?
Oh, look, again, I probably have to thank Rick, because he's so heavily connected over in Nashville. He was able to set up a lot of these opportunities. So where the studio where we recorded, all the session players that came in, amazing, incredibly talented people. And then the connection with Jason Lenning, he was able to set that up as well. And like, I've worked with a lot of different mixing engineers and, you know, different producers and stuff over the years, but no one comes close to this guy, just who was able to take what we recorded in the studio and how it sounds, and then to make it sound the way it does at the end of the finished product. Is just, yeah, it's very talented.
Well, the music video is very good. Look, you're rocking the flannel shirt in the video. Very, very sexy, Casey Barnes.
My wife picked that out, actually. She's like, yep, I think you should wear that one.
Is she your wardrobe person?
She's a jack of all trades, my wife. She's actually, she was the creative director on the clip, and she cast that. There's quite a stunning girl who features in the clip. Who's a mutual friend of ours, and we needed to cast the right person, because the girl in the clip needs to be this sort of she's a bit of a vixen or villain. She's like, because the song's all about having your heart broken by this girl or whatever. And, and so Michelle was able to cast Emma, her name is, and she did a great job too.
She played a bit of a cheeky role too. She was everywhere you turned.
Exactly, and that's the whole problem. Like I can't get her out of my head, and she's everywhere. And it's like, even right at the end of the clip, I go up to the bar and to get a drink, and there she is again. She's the bartender. So.
Nice choice, Michelle, too, by the way.
Yeah.
The country music channel on Foxtel tend to support a lot of local talent as well. Now, your previous material has been broadcast on the country music channel.
Yes.
What's it like when you're sitting back at home and up pops your music video on the big telly?
It's pretty cool. I mean, it doesn't matter how many times you've released a song or whatever. There's no better feeling than hearing it on radio as well for the first time.
A buzz, huh?
Seeing the clip on the music channel or whatever. It's a real buzz, you know. Especially, I think it's even better when you hear your song on the radio. So if it's a random thing and you're driving along in the car and on pops your song, it's like, yeah, it's sort of you sort of pinch yourself and get a bit of a thrill out of it. But it's a good feeling.
It's like with the video for Valentine, cute little kids. I really, really love that video.
Oh, that's a good one. It was another one. My wife came up with the idea, and it's actually a duet that we sang together. It's the first song, because my wife's a singer as well, and we've been singing together for years, but we had never recorded a song together as a duet. So that was something that I wanted to do and include on the EP and stuff. So then when we came to coming up with the idea for the music video, Michelle had this brilliant idea and incorporating our little daughter Charlie, who stars with her little best mate. mate. And yeah, like, you have to watch the clip, but it's
total cuteness.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Now, Casey, you've got a couple of major festivals you're going to be playing at this year, 2015.
Yes.
You're a busy boy, busy schedule coming up. And you got some of your own personal gigs coming up as well.
Yep.
How are you preparing for those?
Oh, well, we've got actually a couple of exciting ones, mostly up around the sort of Queensland area, but I'm playing at the, there's a festival coming up next month, Urban Festival, then we're doing another one called Centenary Rocks Festival and the Broadbeach Country Music Festival, and there was another one that I was meant to be doing last weekend that would have been huge. Sadly, it was postponed because a couple of the acts pulled out at the last minute, but it was going to be the Big Sky Blues and Roots music festival.
Right. Yeah.
And so they had Lenny Kravitz was locked in for that, and John Fogerty and you know, the Black Keys, and a huge lineup, and a couple of the headliners cancelled. So sadly, they had to postpone the festival, but I think they're going to be back again next year, so we'll hopefully be there.
And I think you've got a couple at Metricon.
Yeah, Metricon Stadium.
It'll be pretty big.
It'll be a big one. We've been lucky to do a few gigs up there for the footy and tying in with the AFL and stuff. So me being such a massive footy fan, I'd do those gigs for free. You know, if I get a ticket to go and watch the footy at the same time.
I could just imagine you would have got a phone call Grand Final Eve. Can you come and perform halftime at the Grand Final last year? I can just imagine the look on your face.
Holy moly! Now that would be a dream come true to
the perform
at the
of
AFL Grand Final. I think we were actually talking some of the guys at the Mungrook Footy Show the other night, and there's a rumour that they're going to try and support some Aussie music this year, which is great. You know, every year they tend to go with a big overseas act, which, you know, I can understand why they do that, but we've got so many amazing bands here in Australia.
You know, sometimes the overseas guests actually don't work very well, but
yes, I can think of one.
Yes, just a couple, but yeah, you're exactly right. So we do have, you know, homegrown talent right here in our backyard, and they should jump on it. It's the Australian Football League after all, so yeah, I reckon they need to showcase.
100%.
Well, you've got my vote anyway, mate. Now, also, apart from all those festivals, you're in the midst of releasing this brand new single,
yes,
Hard Times, and off the Flesh and Bone EP,
yep,
as well. So how's the new album, the new EP going with releasing? Are you working on some new material as well?
Yeah, I think things have changed, especially in the last, you know, 2 to 3 years with music and the way it's released now. And because I guess you can't blame the public now for having such a short attention span with music, because there's so much new music coming out, you know, the digital age and Spotify and iTunes, and people just, they're always really hungry for the next single. So instead of going and releasing a full album of material where you might have two or three songs that people will listen to off the album or will do well at radio, it's nearly better to do them as EPs, so
yeah,
4 or 5 track EPs, which we've done with this one, and I'll probably do the same again, you know, if all goes to plan. I've already started writing for that, and hopefully work again with Rick, or there's a few other people that I'd love to work with as well. And yeah, I think that's the way to go, you know, just keep churning new music out all the time.
Have you set yourself some goals? Like, is there some particular place you want to get to?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've got so many goals, and it's weird. You reflect back on your sort of your music career, and your goals change as you go along. You know, I was talking the other day when I first started out. I grew up in Tassie, and
yeah,
when I was 18, I used to walk past, or 17 or 18, I'd walk past this Irish bar on the corner in Launceston, and there was a blackboard out the front that said, you know, all the music acts that were playing that week on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, and I used to just think, if I can get my name on that blackboard, I don't care. I've hit the big time, and I ended up, that was my first place I ever played, was on at that that venue in Launceston, and I got my name on the blackboard, and you know, yeah, at the time that was huge for me. But then you keep setting goals and you continue on, and then, you know, my big dream was to do a huge support with a big act, and so, you know, luckily I was able to do Mariah Carey back in November, and so you just keep setting goals, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, I'd love to break over in the States, and you know, someone like Keith Urban's a good example. My music's a little bit different to his, but I love his story and his success, and you know, he's doing Australia proud, and he's worked a long, long time before he got success. So sometimes you have to.
Well, everyone has their own unique, special story to tell, and you've got a fantastic story, Casey. Now, our show here on Right Here, Right Now is about inspiring people and uplifting our listeners. Now, what inspirations do you use to help you put together an EP or a single or even create a music video? What inspirations do you draw upon to put together your material?
The biggest thing is believing in what you're doing and setting goals. As you know, we were talking a little bit earlier, and you know, you constantly have to be setting goals and benchmarks and standards that you want to be at. And in the last couple of weeks, I've done some interviews with you know, there was a radio station down in Tassie where I grew up. I had a chat to them, and the local newspaper down on the northwest coast of Tassie ran a story about the latest single, and they asked me a similar question about, you know, setting goals and being inspired. And you know, I was just a regular kid from Tassie and went to high school down there, and was lucky that I had a supportive music teacher at my high school who must have seen something. And he was the one who encouraged me to go and continue with my music. And I think it was like a huge moment where he said, you know, we're going to get you to perform at the school assembly next week. And I was like, oh, no, I don't want to do that, Mr. Edwards.
You would have had a head rush all weekend.
I was scared. Like, I was very shy back then, and I definitely didn't want to do it. But he was like, no, you'll be fine. And, you know, just believe in yourself. And I got up there and performed for the very first time. And then to have all your schoolmates come up to you after the performance and go, yeah, that was really good, Casey. I didn't know you could sing. And, oh, good stuff, mate. And I was like, this is all right. I could probably get used to this. And I think, you know, you've just, if you've got a goal and something that you dream that you'd like to do, it's definitely realistic, and you know, don't give up.
So fast forward on the remote control, and you're on the stage on Australian Idol. You've got an EP, you've got a brand new single. It's called Hard Times, so check that one out on iTunes. Now, if people want to catch up with you online, social media, facebook.com/Casey Barnes Official on Facebook, Casey_Barnes on Twitter.
Yeah, somebody took Casey Barnes already, so we had to put an underscore in there.
Yeah, someone's taken Brian Peel as well. Anyway, we can catch you on Twitter, and also you got your website, caseybarnes.com.au, so that's the perfect place to catch up with all things Casey Barnes. Thank you so much for being my very special guest on Joy 94.9. Casey, we will catch up again soon.
We will, thank you. I gave my love to you. Mess it up, baby. Now what's a man to do? Think about those sweet Sunday mornings under the covers, holding you so tight. Then you left without a warning. Tell me, how can that be right?
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.